Today I want to speak about Passover, about Pesach, about four cups on the Passover, and I want to use scriptures. I want to open the Bible as more as possible, so you can check me. You're free to do it. Before, I want to say a couple of words, which I already said last year, about Passover. Scripture calls this feast a great feast. It's one of the greatest feasts in Israel, in Jewish life. And I personally believe it's not only for Israel, not only for Jewish people. I believe it's for all world, for all believers in Yeshua. This is so rich, so beautiful. This is the Lord's holiday, Lord's feast. This is not, it's called in Scripture, not Jewish feast. You know, small Jewish feast. It's called in Scriptures the Lord's feast. Amen. Pesach begins on the 14th of Nisan in the evening. Yesterday it was first day, first evening, so happy Pesach. Breakthroughs, blessings, all the answers for our prayers. We believe to the Lord. We wait from Him. What's happening this month? Exodus verse chapter 12, verse 2. This month shall be the beginning of the months for you. It is to be the first month of the year to you. Can you see? Even history of the Jewish people was written from this month with the Exodus from slavery. In this month, there was exodus of Jews from Egypt. In this month, in these days, Yeshua died and rose from the dead. In this month, Mishkana, tabernacle of David, was consecrated on the first day of Nisan, and Shekinah, glory of God, came upon tabernacle. The same month, the same miracles. Can you see the prophetic line from the beginning until the end? It's perfect. Also, Nehemiah went to rebuild Jerusalem in Nisan in the same month. Lord put them to rebuild Jerusalem to Nehemiah's hearts. So Nisan is the month of miracles. And I want to ask a provocative question. Who wants to have miracles in your life? Amen. I want to narrow these miracles and we say, good miracles. We want to see good miracles in our life. Good miracles. We want to see freedom. We want to have freedom in our lives. Amen. In Leviticus 23, we can read about this holiday, verse 4 and later. These are the appointed feasts of Adonai, holy convocations, which you are to proclaim in their appointed season. During the first month, on the 14th day of the month, in the evening, is Adonai's Passover. Who's Passover? Maybe Jewish people only, not Adonai's Passover. So I believe it's so important for all the Christians, all believers, to remember this. This is Adonai's, the Lord's feast. It's so deep, so rich, so prophetic. And I know so many miracles happen during this Passover time. Especially in my life, I know about it. So we are celebrating the holidays established by the Lord. It's very important to understand for us. The feast has a few names. First name of this feast, Passover, from the word Pesach. From Hebrew, it's passed by or passed through. In reference to God passing over the houses of the Hebrews during the final of the 10 plagues of Egypt. Plagues? Plagues. Okay, it's it. So we remember Passover because the Lord saved us. He saved Jewish nation. He saved Jewish people. During this 10th plague, He redeemed us. This was Passover time for us. He passed by our houses. Also, the Passover has also name Hag HaMatzot. Matzot. You know, what is it, Matzot? Challah without 11. So, no challah. Okay, it's good. I just check. I'm joking. So during this holiday, we have a tradition, and we have it's all not only tradition; it's commandment to eat only matzah, unleavened bread for 7 days. It's beautiful. I personally like it so much. I like matzah. Also, third name of this holiday, Chag HaAviv, the Spring Festival. Spring Festival. Also, Chag HaHeruteinu, time of our freedom. Let's say together, Passover. Chag HaMatzot. Chag HaAviv. Chag HaHeruteinu. So you know Hebrew, it's good. The main tradition on this holiday first, it's kashrut, to eat matzah. Matzah for 7 days. It's great tradition. You know what? I know some people, probably I told it already to you, I had experience in my personal life, in my ministry in Ukraine, when people come to the Lord in the congregation as not Jewish people, not Jews. They just came, they received the Lord, they joined the Messianic congregation, and during the feast of Passover, when they saw matzah, they remember something. I remember one guy said, "Oh, I remember. My grandmother did this when I was young, 5 or 4 or 6 years old. And from that time, nothing." And I told this man, "You know what? Congratulations, you're a Jew. Let me shake your hand, you're a Jew. Welcome to the club. Welcome to the club." Also, second tradition is feast of the fest of the firstborn, day before the Seder. We have fest of remembering of the firstborn. Also, third tradition is Seder. It's beautiful, beautiful time. Seder, Passover Seder, is meaning order, arrangement. It's a Jewish ritual fest, supper, that marks the beginning of the Jewish holiday of Passover. Seder customs include telling the story. It's not only come together and eat, it's also telling the story. Drinking 4 cups of wine. Quiet, everything. I can tell you, I was once in the Seder when it was not Messianic Seder. Not Messianic Seder. So third cup, it's joyful cup. You know, people are... So be careful, be careful, be careful. I prefer to drink juice. After the third cup of juice, nothing happened, but... We need to remember, be clear in our life. So, I'm not against wine, I'm joking. Also, eating matzah and eating the symbolic food, place it on the Passover Seder plate. Every kind of food on the Passover plate is symbolic, has a special meaning. And it's so important to remember it for us. Each year, we, our children, gather together and remember Exodus from Egypt into the freedom. And also, as a believer in Messiah, believers in Messiah, we have privilege to remember second Exodus in our life, from the slavery of sin and death to the freedom of children of God. Perfect. These two great feasts came together in one. This is the same Passover for Jewish people and for us. And I know something prophetically. Time is coming, then all the Jewish people will open their eyes and they will see the Passover time, Seder time, and they will see the Pesach, the Messiah. The Messiah. It will be a wonderful time. It's coming soon. Very soon. Very soon. Very soon. Take this in your heart. Amen. So what is the meaning of this holiday? And I want to give a few meanings, and it's very rich. So many meanings we can find in it. First meaning, this is a celebration of God's victory. He showed his power under this earth. All the nations of the earth could see his power. He's powerful. Amen. Also, this is a celebration of the beginning of the new history. New history not only for the Jewish nation, but for all the nations in the earth. God is doing something new. And this is the beginning, start point for it. You remember when we're together, it will be first month for you. First month. Do you remember how many New Year's Jewish people has? Who will give more? Not only four, probably five. Okay. Fourth, it's a celebration of redemption. The redemption of man through the shedding of blood of innocent lamb. This is celebration of redemption. Passover holiday, this is not only remembering, but it's celebration of redemption for us. Fifth meaning, this is celebration of purity, matzah. If you read carefully Brit Hadasha, Apostle Paul or Rabbi Shaul, this is the same man, he speak about matzah, about matzot. And he speak not about only about bread, but he speak about our hearts. We are matzah for the Lord. We should live our life as matzah without sin, without leavening in our hearts. Also, this is the celebration of the grateful heart memory. So we are commanded to remember each year, to repeat it for ourselves, to repeat it for our children, to remember. So this is the celebration of memory. I found something interesting. The people sometimes are forgetting good things. Do you understand what I mean by this? So people like to remember something bad, you know. If somebody owns the money, they remember forever. Or somebody, you know, tell something bad, you know. But good things sometimes we forget. So this time of celebration of memory, good memory. Also, this is a celebration of obedience. Only people who obey the Lord were safe. Also, this is a prophetic feast because it's point on Yeshua, on future. This is prophetic feast. This feast speaks about Messiah, his death, his redemption in his blood. And word Pesach comes from the word Pesach. I told about it, Pes. Today I want to speak about four cups on Seder. And I want to remember the time of Seder when we took each cup and drink it with the prayers. But before, I want to show you some interesting picture. Oh, thank you so much. Who knows what is it? Last Supper by Leonardo da Vinci. You know, thank you so much. It's beautiful. Face is not Jews, but and table, you know, it was not table in the times people are lying down, but still, it's a good meaning there. If you would ask believers today, believers in Jesus, Christians, about meaning of the and about the roots of communion, Last Supper is the communion. Many of them think that Last Supper, Sacred Supper or communion, it's special tradition given by Jesus and developed by apostles. Maybe you know, you heard about it. So communion came from Jesus, developed by apostles. This is it. But I won't tell you, the tradition of communion came from old Jewish tradition on Seder. It has roots not in the Christian traditions, but in the Jewish commandment from the Lord during the Seder. And this was... Okay, thank you so much, because we will see this picture all day today. It's beautiful. This tradition came not from the Christians. This tradition does not came from the Christian world. This is Jewish old tradition from the scriptures. This was time of Seder. This was time of the third cup. on the Seder. Yeshua celebrated the Jewish holidays and honored biblical tradition. He did not came to destroy and replace the Torah. Never. You will not find it. But he came to fulfill and to teach us how to fulfill Torah in our lives. We need to understand it. We need to know it. Matthew 26, please open with me, and Matthew 26 from 17. Now, on the first day of Matzah, what your Bible says? Can you help me to read this first? Now, on the first day of what? Unleavened bread. What else? Passover, Pesach, Pascha. It was the Jewish holiday. Now, on the first day of Matzah, unleavened bread. Something happened there. The disciples came to Yeshua saying, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" It was the special time. It was the Jewish holiday of Passover. Can you see it? And Yeshua does not create the new tradition. He gathered together with his Talmidim on the Passover time. It was four cups in this Passover time. He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says, my time is near. At your house I am to keep the Passover with my disciples.' The disciples did as Yeshua had ordered them, and they prepared the Passover." So what they prepared? Passover. Let's say together, Passover. So if Christians are started Passover, what they prepared? Passover. So I want to tell you that this tradition came from the Jewish roots, from the Passover Seder and the special first night. Now, when it was evening, Yeshua was reclining at the table with the 12. Now, while they're eating, Yeshua took matzah, and after he offered the bracha, he broke and gave to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. For this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the removal of sins. But I say to you, I will never drink of this fruit of the wine from now on, until the day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom." It's so important. On the Seder, everything about memories. Every kind of food speaks about special moment in the history of the Jewish people. And if you remember, what kind of cup after the food, after the meal? Third cup. Cup of redemption. He took third cup from Seder plate, Seder table. And it was already the cup of redemption. And in that moment, holy moment, he told them the gospel, good news. He told, "This is the cup of redemption through me in my blood." It was special holy moment. So all these Jewish people in this place, they already understood the meaning of redemption, the sacrifice of holy lamb who was killed instead of the Jewish people, firstborn. So it's very powerful moment, very powerful. Jewish tradition says that cups should be filled with the red wine to remind us of the blood of the Passover lamb. This is very important. And each time the cup is filled, it has a different name. So fourth cups we can find in the Exodus chapter 6 from verse 6. "Therefore say to Bnei Israel, I am Adonai, and I will bring you out from under the burden of the Egyptians. I will deliver you from their bondage, And I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. I will take you to myself as a people, and I will be your God. You will know that I am Adonai, your God, who brought you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. Exodus chapter 6. So first cup, I will bring out. Second, I will deliver. Third, I will redeem. And fourth, I will take you. I will bring. I will deliver. I will redeem. And I will take you. So powerful. Fourth cups. So first cup is the Kiddush, which means sanctification. Sanctification? Yes. With this cup, we begin the Passover Seder. And sanctification, this word came from the also Jewish word kadosh. You know what does it mean? Holy. It means to take apart for special purposes. So the Lord, he took Jewish people for his special purposes. It was a special moment in the Jewish history. And also he chose us for his special moments, for his special purposes. When I read about this cup and I think about it, I understood something so important. Not them choose the Lord, but Lord choose them. Can you see it? He chose them. He took them out of Egypt. Not they decide to go out. Do you remember the story of the Exodus? How it started? When children of Yaakov came to the Joseph, because he was in the Egypt. Joseph was the second after Pharaoh. They came as not slaves there. They came as privileged nation. They had the best land in Egypt. Goshen, the best place. And Jewish tradition told us that they were so excited about it, and they forget the Lord. They start to worship to other gods there in the Egypt. Jewish tradition teaches us that only one tribe still faithful is tribe of Levi. It's Jewish tradition teaches us about it. But, you know, they don't choose the Lord. He chose them. He called them out of Egypt. He sent the Moshe to them. He did this act. He's first stretched arm to them. He wants to deliver them. The Lord chose and sanctified the people for his own purposes. And also, I want to tell you, he chose every one of us in this place. He has special purpose for every one of us. Amen. Can you tell to somebody, you are special? You have special purpose. And I want to tell you, we can't come to the Lord by ourselves. He's first touch our hearts. Amen. Amen. I know we are so beautiful, so great, so he chooses us because of it. He can't just walk around us. He just look at us. It was his will. Amen. He first stretched his arm for us. John chapter 6. No one can come to me unless my Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. Amen. Amen. And because of his calling, we need to set apart ourselves for him and for his will. Amen. This is our obligation, to live our life for the Lord. This is our part, to accomplish his purposes in our life. Because he chose us, we need to say yes to him. Amen to him. You know, when I think about Passover time in Egypt, I see something very special. Jewish people were not perfect. They were sinners. They were worshiping the false gods in there. They living by their lives, and they don't want to have anything with the Lord. But, you know, he chose them in these sins. He came to them in these weaknesses. They were sinners, but he came to them because he sees something forward. When I think about it, I think about my life. When Lord came to me, you know, I was not deserving this life. He just picked me. He just chose me. He touched my heart by His grace. Not because I was good or I was perfect. Or so many people are waiting and don't come into the Lord because they think they too perfect to come to Him. Or some of them thinks I'm not perfect enough for the Lord. I need to do something else and after I will come to the Lord. I'm so dirty. I'm so bad for Him. I can't come to Him. But look carefully. He touched our hearts while we are sinners. And you know what should we do? The best way is to give up before the Lord. To say, Lord, I give up. I'm yours. I want to follow you. Amen. Amen. The same in our lives. When Lord touched our hearts, when He called us, we were sinners. But when we come to Him, we had choice, or drink this cup of sanctification or not, or follow Him or not. This is our choice. Amen. And I believe this cup speaks to our lives about our choice. We need to come to the Lord as we are. And through His help, we need to change our lives, to allow Him to cleanse us, to make us new, to help us follow Him in the holiness of the Lord. Amen. So, second cup, the cup of plagues, or also it's called the cup of deliverance. Let's say together, deliverance. Because of sin, all world under the wrath of God, all world, because of sin, under the judgment of God. But because of obedience to the Lord, we have mercy from the Lord. Amen. And Yeshua took this cup of judgment and He drank this cup instead of us. It was the second cup of judgments. You remember 10 plagues? When we do it, remember, we took our finger and I want to tell you, we deserve to be judged. We deserve. In our unrighteousness, all of us, we deserve. But because He drank this cup instead of us, we have a mercy from the Lord. And when I think about His prayer in Gethsemane, in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Yeshua went from Seder, He came, if you read it carefully, this chapters, after Seder, Yeshua went to this Garden of Gethsemane and He started to pray there. And you remember how He's praying? I want to read it. It's so important for us. When Yeshua went with His Talmidim to a place called Gat Shmanim, and said to them, sit here while I go over there to pray. He took with Him Kepha and Zavdai's two sons. Grief and anguish came over him. And He said to them, my heart is so filled with sadness that I could die. Remain here and stay awake with me. Going on a little further, He fell on His face praying, my Father, if possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not what I want, but what you want. I believe when He prayed this prayer, He prayed about the second cup of plagues, cup of judgment. It was not easy for Him to receive this cup, but it was necessary to bring redemption for all of us. It's so important for us. You know, when I think about it also, something special came to my mind, my heart, I want to repeat, all of us, we deserve the punishment. And we should be grateful for the Lord, what he did for us. We should be so grateful for him. Because he drank this cup of wrath instead of us. He drank this cup. He redeemed us from this anger, from this punishment, by his blood. And he was the sacrifice lamb for us. He is the sacrifice lamb for us. And you know, only one condition Lord put before us, in front of us, is obedience to him. Let's say together, obedience. Obedience. It was not enough to be born as a Jew in Egypt. It was not enough. It was not enough to have a house in the land of Goshen. They need to take blood of the lamb and put this blood on the doorposts of their houses. Amen. This was act of obedience for them. Obedience. And only then, Lord passed by these houses. You know, some people think, I'm a Jew, I'm already okay. Or I was born in the Christian house, I'm super. This is not enough. We need to take our steps of faith. Amen. Each of us. We need to have this moment of the meeting with the Lord, encounter with the Lord. Face to face, heart to heart. Amen. And third cup. This cup also called cup of redemption or the cup of blessings. Cup of redemption or also the cup of blessings. And the New Testament name of this cup, this third cup, Last Supper, communion cup. Cup of redemption. Yeshua take this cup and he says, this is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. He shed his blood for us. Amen. Yeshua talks about the promises in Jeremiah 31, and I want to read these promises. 31 from verse 31. Behold, days are coming. It is a declaration of Adonai, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not like the covenant I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. For they broke my covenant, though I was husband to them. It is a declaration of Adonai. But this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days. It is a declaration of Adonai. Third time he told this. I will put my Torah within them. Yes, I will write it on their heart. I will be their God, and they will be my people. Can you imagine when Yeshua took the cup and he proclaimed this place of scripture? He says, this is the cup of the new covenant. Powerful, strong. I can imagine what's happened in this room at that moment. It was so powerful, presence of the Holy Spirit, I believe. His Talmidim was amazed because it was a prophetic, powerful act in this moment. Amen. Yeshua declared that was new covenant would be poured from the cup of salvation in his blood. He connect his redemption with the Passover time. It's so perfect. It's so perfect. So I want to tell you something very special and very simple. No other ways to the Lord. Only one way. Through the Yeshua, the Messiah. Amen. No. Only through obedience of him to him, we have redemption and we have eternal life. No other way to the Lord. You can't do anything without obedience to the Lord. And his obedience came through Yeshua, the Messiah. And also, I heard that so many people teachings, they are thinking about Yeshua, Jesus, as a perfect teacher, as a you know son of man, as a rabbi, but not as a God. I want to tell you this is the false teaching, because the Lord does not receive sacrifices of men. He don't drink the blood of people. Do you understand what I mean by this? Only one perfect sacrifice could be shared for us. This is the sacrifice of the living God, Son of God, who has full nature of the Lord in this earth. If you read carefully, you remember the Akedat Yitzchak, the story about Yitzchak. When the Lord tell to Abraham to bring his son Yitzchak to the Isaac Yitzchak, the same names, maybe from different place, but the same man. It's a Jewish name, Yitzchak. When Lord told to Abraham to bring Yitzchak, Isaac, to the Lord, you remember Abraham, he obeyed the Lord, so he bring Isaac to this place. It was the Mount of Moriah, is the Jerusalem mountains. I believe it was Golgotha, the special place where Yeshua died. And when Abraham tried to kill, to bring the sacrifice of his son, you remember what Lord told him? Don't touch your son. I don't need blood of your son. This was prophetic moment about the coming sacrifice, about Yeshua. And it was also so prophetic at that moment, because when John Immersion, when he saw the Yeshua, you remember what he told to people around him? He told them, "This is the Lamb of God." Amen. So perfect, so perfect. So no other way, only through Yeshua, only through him, we have access to the heavenly kingdom, only through him. And John chapter 14, verse 6, Yeshua said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." Let's say together, no one comes to the Father but through me. No one, no other ways. As a messianic believers, we should believe in this. Only one way, through the Messiah Yeshua. Amen. And fourth cup, last cup, and I will pray. The last cup called Hallel, which name praise, and also this cup called the cup of kingdom, cup of acceptance. Through the redemption work, we have an access to his heavenly kingdom. And if you remember the Last Supper, this moment of when Yeshua speak to his Talmidim, he told them, "I will drink this cup." You remember where? In the kingdom of my Father. It was fourth cup. Fourth cup. When we took this cup, we remember the about future in our lives. We remember the promises from the Lord. We remember why we live in this earth and where we're going. We live not because we need to be kings on this earth, or we need to win all this earth, or we need to be rich or powerful, not. We live this life because we want to get to this point. We want to get to the heavenly kingdom with the Lord. We wait for this kingdom. We live for this future in our life. And verse chapter 14, Gospel of John, from verse 1. Do not let your heart be troubled. It's also time of Passover Seder. 14th chapter of John, this is time of Passover Seder. He talked to them, he speak with them about Passover. And he told them, do not let your heart be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. Powerful. Do not be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, So that where I am, you may also be. Amen. I want to end with a prayer, and I believe I don't say anything new today. We know everything already, but it's so powerful. So powerful. It's not only tradition, but it's so much meaning in it, so much power in it. Redemption through the blood of Messiah. I want to pray. And if we have somebody who came for first time and who don't know the Lord yet, if you don't know the Lord, if you are a good person, if you live in your life, but never came to the Lord, or if you're a bad person and you feel yourself, you're not worried to come to the Lord, I want to talk to you. This is the time for you. Come to the Lord. Open your heart. Open your heart. Invite Him. He will change your life. It will be a new life for you. Amen. So let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for a wonderful evening, for a wonderful day. Thank you so much for a wonderful time of worship, Lord. Time of your presence, Lord. Thank you so much for the presence of the Holy Spirit in us, Lord. Thank you so much for a wonderful congregation, Lord, and for a wonderful Passover time. Lord, we wait for miracles, Lord. We wait for breakthroughs, Lord, in our life. We wait for you, Lord. Lord, come and lead us, Lord. Help us to follow you, Lord, to see you ahead of us. Thank you so much for all the power, presence of your Spirit, Lord. Thank you so much. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. So let's stand together and end with the prayers, Aaronic benediction. And I want to remind you, we don't have challah today. And matzah we also don't have today. So let's pray together. Yeverecha Adonai veishmerecha Yaher Adonai panavelecha vihunecha Isa Adonai panavelecha veyasem lecha shalom.